With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Time is running out. Congress still needs to approve a must-pass budget bill tonight, or else the government shuts down. The Senate version doesn't include a fix for the DACA program, and this has one recipient in Montana feeling anxious. Taking a break from her hospital job in Missoula, Narita Calero says she's disappointed the Senate agreed to a budget bill without a DACA extension.
I just feel like they just left us. You know, they put us on the side, and they think that we can wait, and we can't.
Calero was 8 years old when she and her parents entered the country undetected from Mexico, and now she's a DACA recipient. That program gives young undocumented immigrants a chance to stay in the country. But it's supposed to end next month, and Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester voiced his support for a budget agreement that doesn't include a DACA extension or a path to citizenship. Calero says that upsets her.
Because I expected more, way, way more support from him and from many others. And it just feels like they are giving up on us.
She says she met with a senator in D.C. 2 months ago.
He said he would try and support us. And he said, you are an American and you belong here.
During an interview with CNN on Thursday, Tester said a funding bill needs to move forward regardless of DACA. That issue, he says, will be dealt with separately and in a, quote, responsible way. Calero says she'll lose her DACA status next year if the program isn't fixed or extended. Her children are U.S. citizens.
It's not only me being taken back, it's them, too, getting forced to go out of the country.
Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines says the budget deal is a, quote, giant step backwards because it grows spending and increases the deficit. I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.